This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Inflation has made a big jump recently, but growth has stayed steady, surprisingly steady. That may sound a tad familiar and unsettling for those who remember the 1970s. The Bernanke Fed, to say the least, is in uncharted waters in handling crisis after crisis foisted upon it by the political branches. But are their hands tied in tackling one of the Fed's mandates, namely crushing inflation? William Niskanen, chairman of the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
Well, inflation rate's much too high. Now, the typical rule is that the Fed funds rate ought to be slightly higher than the inflation rate. Right now, the Fed funds rate's 2%, and consumer price inflation is 5%, and producer inflation is 9%. So we face a very high potential increase in the Fed funds rate. Now, to do that, however, Bernanke is going to have to tell the White House and anybody else who's listening that don't expect too much from us. You have asked us to help bail out the creditors for Bear Stearns. You want us to provide liquidity to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to help revive the housing market. And our primary mission is to keep inflation low, and we have not been able to do that at the same time as we addressing all these concerns in particular sectors. So he's going to have the freedom to do what the Fed can best do, and that's to keep inflation under control.
The situation that the Bush administration has apparently put this Fed in is to sort of presume an answer to a question that economists still debate, which is what is the role of the central bank, which is not necessarily to prevent market corrections or recessions of any kind.
Well, the legislation is supposed to provide guidance to the Federal Reserve is the Humphrey-Hawkins legislation of 1978. Now, it gives the Fed two unfortunately inconsistent goals of maintaining full employment and low inflation. And these are often inconsistent goals in the sense that you can't do both necessarily all the time. And unfortunately, because the Fed can act quickly, and they're often very bright people, they are expected, however, to address problems in particular sectors when the assets in those sectors are threatened. And that gets them off track. That diverts their attention from what their primary mission should be, and that is to maintain a low inflation rate.
How carefully, then, does the Fed need to pull back when it does need to pull back?
Well, I think that it should start increasing the federal funds rate in its next meeting in August. Now, whether it increases it by a whole point or a half a point or so is, I think, less important than the signal that it conveys about what they're likely to do in the future and the rules that they're following in setting that rate. Now, the man who has set the preferred rules for the Federal Reserve is a man named Professor John Taylor. And he had been an undersecretary of the Treasury in the Bush administration. And he has been quite publicly critical of the Fed by maintaining for some years, for some year now, a Fed funds rate that is a good bit lower than the inflation rate. And right now that spread has become too high to be tolerable. They have to sooner or later, and preferably sooner, go back to a rule in which the Fed funds rate is a point or so higher than the consumer inflation rate. And I want to repeat that the Federal Reserve has to tell its superiors that not to expect too much of it and not to expect inconsistent objectives from it, because the one thing it can do well is to keep inflation under control. And all of these other problems that develop in particular sectors, whether it's the stock market or housing or some particular financial institution, those are problems that are something that the Fed can address for a while, but not without risk to its major role.
Has Ben Bernanke, in a sense, compromised his position by endorsing these fiscal policies that the Bush administration and members of Congress have wanted these stimulus package?
Well, I think he may have conceptually. Whether it undermines him politically is less clear to me. I disagree with him on the consequences of the fiscal measures that have been taken. But it may be that he has to endorse their actions on fiscal and regulatory matters in order to increase his independence on monetary policy.
William Niskanen is chairman of the Cato Institute and author of the forthcoming book, Reflections of a Political Economist. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on monetary economics and monetary policy at our website, cato.org.